In the NFL, Drew Brees threw a pair of touchdown passes, and the New Orleans Saints overcame a lackluster offensive showing in handing the Atlanta Falcons their fifth straight loss, 17-13. Brees hooked up with Jimmy Graham on a 44-yard touchdown and Benjamin Watson on a 1-yard scoring play, both in the first half. That was good enough to give the first-place Saints a sweep of their season series with the NFC South rivals. Atlanta was considered a preseason pick to make the playoffs, but instead has seen its season spiral downward. Richie Incognito has agreed to postpone his grievance hearing challenging his suspension by the Miami Dolphins until the NFL completes its investigation into the team's bullying scandal. Broncos receiver Wes Welker returned to practice for the first time since leaving Sunday's game against Kansas City with a concussion. He said he's hopeful that he'll be able to play against his former team when the Broncos take on New England on Sunday. Baseball Players Union head Michael Wiener has died 15 months after being diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. He was 51 years old. In the NBA, it was Oklahoma City over the Clippers 105-91, and Chicago fell to Denver 97-87. Checking news on the ice, Philadelphia beat Buffalo 4-1. St. Louis took Boston 3-2 in a shootout. The New York Rangers won against Dallas 3-2. Nashville doubled up Toronto 4-2. Detroit defeated Carolina 4-3. Chicago 6, Winnipeg 3. Colorado topped Phoenix 4-3 in overtime. Edmonton bested Florida 4-1. New Jersey took Los Angeles 2-1 in overtime. And Tampa Bay lost to San Jose 5-1. In college football, number 17 Central Florida beat Rutgers 41-17. Finally, in college basketball, number 10 VCU was upset by Florida State 85-67. And number 18 UConn defeated Boston College 72-70. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.